Welcome to this week's edition of Holy Apostles Weekly Sermons.
Made a great supper and he invited many. There was an initial invitation which went out, which would have had an RSVP, please tell me you're coming. And presumably all of the ones who made excuses later on had already responded positively, yes, I'll be there. And then when the supper was, and when it was time for the supper, he sends his servant out, telling those who were invited, come. And they all, with one consent, began to make excuse. And the first says, I bought a piece of ground, I have to go see it, I can't come. The other one says, I bought 5 yoke of oxen, I have to go see them, I can't come. The third one says, I've married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. In other words, these are all symptomatic or symbolic of an attachment to the world, an attachment to the things of this world, the purchasing and owning of land, the purchasing and owning of livestock, even marrying. The fathers all say this is an indication of this person's enslavement to sensual passions. In other words, while they had initially agreed to come, when the time came, whenever it came down to it, and they had to actually do what they had said they were going to do, they were unable to separate themselves from the things of this world, from their possessions, from their desires, from their passions. And therefore, they do not sit down at the supper. All of that is very important for you and for me, because this time, which we have of fasting in preparation for Nativity, is precisely the time for us to look at ourselves. It's a time of preparation. We've been fasting already for about 5 weeks now. Some of us have made a real effort and tried to keep the fast and tried to pray and tried to focus. Others of us have been, we could say, lazy and negligent. At this point, it really doesn't matter. Because at this point, we've got 1 week left. And that week is given to us, this coming week, for the celebration of the Lord's Nativity, is given to us as a gift of God to really examine ourselves, to look at ourselves, to really determine whether or not we actually want Christ to come. That's the condition of these people here. They said, yes, I'll be there. And then when the time came, they were like, oh no, wait, this is not what I signed on for. Do we really want Christ to come? Do we really expect Him to come? Do we desire that He come? Have you ever thought that it's kind of odd how every year Christmas comes around and we look forward to it again? Like we've never experienced it before? I mean, we were around for last Christmas. We remember that one. But nevertheless, we keep looking forward to it. And we have all these events and festivities around it, which, you know, we've kind of, giving of gifts and having Christmas trees in the homes and singing carols and all these things, which sometimes we look at those and say, well, I like all that, and that's what I look forward to. But on a deeper level, the fact is, we remain unfulfilled. On a deeper level, we still desire Christ, because we still haven't opened ourselves up to Him. We still haven't desired Him with a pure heart, with a pure desire, with a real zeal. And so every year we kind of hope, this is another chance. Here's another chance for me. I can actually prepare myself. I can actually look forward to receiving Christ. I can actually look forward to celebrating the feast day with a pure heart. This is what we need to be doing. It's easy to look out into the world and to see evil. We saw a lot of it this past Friday. We see in the events of the shooting that happened in Newtown, Connecticut, we see essentially what happens whenever the human race abandons God. And it's easy to see that. We don't have to have something that horrific happen in order to see evil going on around us. But that's not what God has called us to do in this place and time. What He calls us to do over the course of the next week is to, first of all, pray for those who have both died as a result of that attack, of that shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, and also those who are surviving, who have either been injured or have lost someone. Pray for them. But secondly, what we have to do over the course of the coming week is to look for the evil that's in us. Because if we go to celebrate the Lord's Nativity and we still have evil in our hearts, it will be an impure celebration. And it will fall short. And we'll celebrate the nativity and we'll be done with the festivities and we'll think, it was alright, but, you know, it wasn't what I hoped it would be. How can it be what we hope it will be? To purify ourselves, to purify our hearts, to put away evil, to confess our sins, to strive to do good, to strive to be virtuous, to live as Christians, to desire Christ, to prepare ourselves, to understand that we're living in the Old Testament and we have to desire to enter into that new covenant that He makes with us. That is the task that you and I have for the coming week. Like I said, whatever we've done up until this point in terms of the fast, at this point it's immaterial. We have 1 week left to us to prepare ourselves, to pray, fast, to purify our hearts from evil, to do good to our neighbors, to wish good to our neighbors, to think well of our neighbors, and to, with a pure heart, desire the coming of our Lord and God and Savior, Jesus Christ. To Him be all glory, honor, and worship from the ages and ages. Amen.